Welcome to Monday Matinee on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
And welcome to Sonic Society episode 490, and I'm your host, David Alt. The nights are really drawing in now. It is getting chillier and chillier, and November is running on apace. There are now only 10 shows to go before episode 500, and Jack has been running the Sonic Society now for 12 whole years. It's an incredible achievement. And if you can, please do send us your thoughts, your comments, anything that you have about the Sonic Society to celebrate episode 500 that is coming up in January. So that's 500 complete episodes, and that doesn't include things like Sonic Gold and all of the smaller episodes that we've done here and there. So, yes, it's a wonderful achievement, and I know that were Jack here, he'd probably be blushing by now, but Jack, it is really well done, and 12 years is a fantastic running length, and here's to the next 12 and the next 500 shows. But tonight's feature is getting all of our airplay as we bring you 11th Hour Audio's Heavenly Deception from Steve Schneider. So sit back and relax and enjoy all of that right here on the Sonic Society.
I'm very sorry, girls, but you need help, even if you don't want it. Mr. Wayne?
Yes, sir.
Now, your turn, my dear.
Eleventh Hour Audio Productions presents Heavenly Deception. Written and directed by Steve Schneider.
Beach hasn't changed much. Same tourist crap along the boulevard. I sure don't miss it. Well, at least we have a chance to talk alone, finally. Thought we'd be stuck in the house forever.
What did you expect, Zara? They weren't just gonna let you walk back out of the house without some kind of explanation.
Yeah, well, if I knew I was coming back to a two-day interrogation, I might not have come back at all. But I had to see my little sis. I missed you, Prue.
Zara, you can't just brush this off as no big deal. Mom and Dad were really worried about you. I was worried. You were gone a year and a half. You barely called. We didn't even know where you were. And then you sent that weird postcard.
Jesus, Prue, can you stop? Just stop. That's all I've heard since I've gotten back.
Well...
just stop. Please? I get it. You were worried sick, but I'm okay. I've been okay the whole time. I came 3,000 miles just to see you. Can you please not give me the same hassle as Mom and Dad? Please?
Sorry.
I just want my sister back.
Well, you shouldn't have... Look, do you want to sit down?
Sure.
Thank you.
So, how many states have you been through?
I think 23, including part of Alaska.
Well, you've been to Alaska?
Yeah. Well, just as far as Juneau. I mainly just wanted to say I've been there.
And you hitchhiked the whole time?
Well, mostly. It's easy to get a ride if you're a girl.
But weren't you scared? You know, that someone would try to...
No. Prue, look. That garbage you see on TV isn't real. It isn't. And people will never realize that until they put themselves out there. The truth is that the world is a whole lot more beautiful and full of love than you'd ever know from watching the 6 o'clock news.
Yeah, but...
But what? Prue, would I ever lie to you? You just have to get out of this little town and start opening yourself up to new ideas, new people.
Yeah, I guess.
But you're still scared. No, I get it. But it's only scary until you just get out there. Besides, when you put out a positive vibe, you attract positive people. I've experienced that.
Seriously?
Oh, stop rolling your eyes at me. Is that too hippie for you? You are such a close-minded old grandma.
Shut up.
Fine. Just see the sights then. I'm telling you, you can't believe how gorgeous this country is until you see it firsthand. And some of the experiences you have are amazing.
So, is that really true? You got a ride from Darth Vader?
Who?
Who? The bad guy from Star Wars.
Oh, ha. Yeah.
Far out! When was that?
That was last summer. I was thumbing up in Chino Hills and this guy picks me up.
Where's Chino Hills?
California. East of L.A. Oh, man. Prue, you really need to get out of New Hampshire and start seeing some of the world.
Yeah, yeah. So what happened?
Nothing. I mean, he gave me a lift to Hollywood. During the ride, he tells me he's this villain in this big movie that's coming out. I didn't really believe him until he showed me this picture of him in this black suit standing next to Alec Guinness. You know, the British actor?
Yeah, of course. I can't believe you actually got a ride from Darth Vader. Oh, my God. So what was his name?
I forget. David something. He actually signed the picture and gave it to me, but I lost it.
What? You lost it? Oh, my God. Zara, how could you lose something like that? Didn't you love the movie? What? You haven't even watched it? I've already seen it like 7 times. That's it. We're totally going this afternoon.
Hi. Sorry to interrupt you. I'm Heather. This is Nicole.
Hi.
And we're just out inviting people to the World Culture Night this evening that's hosted by our student group.
Yeah? What's World Culture Night?
Just like it sounds. Every week, we celebrate a different culture of the world. Tonight, it's Japan, so we're going to have lots of Japanese food, like sushi.
Plus, lessons on origami, how to tie a kimono.
Right! Origami, everything! I think there's also a raffle and a short presentation on creating peace through multicultural understanding. Sorry, what's your name?
Me? I'm Prudence.
Prue.
And this is my sister, Sarah.
Zara.
Fine then, Zara. Hippie.
Your sisters? Right on! We're also sisters.
Cool.
So, do you believe in creating world peace?
Sure.
Wait, is this some kind of church thing?
Well, World Culture Night is hosted by a non-sectarian, non-denominational student organization. We welcome guests from all religions and backgrounds.
And there's tons of free food. It's really a lot of fun. Here, take one of these.
It'll be at our beach house just over there off Brown Avenue. Straight up B Street and behind the Sands Resort. The address is right there on the pamphlet.
Those pictures are from the Russian culture night we had a few weeks ago. It's really a lot of fun. You get a chance to meet young people from all different backgrounds, and, like Heather said, it's all about learning how to create a peaceful world. So, what do you say?
I don't know.
Sounds like fun. We'll talk about it.
Sure thing. All right, girls, enjoy your time at the beach. We'll see you this evening, okay?
Thanks. See you.
Bye. Nice meeting you.
Oh, that was weird.
What? What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? The way they were all just happy and excited. I mean, who's that super positive all the time? It's just weird.
Rue, you are such a lame-o.
I am not.
You totally are. They're just excited about what they're doing. I don't see anything wrong with that. I think we should go.
No way.
Yes way. Look, this is the perfect opportunity for you to get out of your own headspace and get exposed to some new ideas.
Headspace?
Oh, whatever. All I'm saying is that this is a perfect opportunity for you to get some exposure to a new way of thinking. And you don't even have to leave your hometown to do it.
Zara, why are you so concerned with my way of thinking?
Well,
No, I'm not. I just... Sarah I grew up with would never want to go to some world culture thing.
No, you're right. You're totally right. I wouldn't. But 18 months on the road can really change you, you know? I mean, for the better. Prue, I've had so many experiences and met so many people during that time that I wouldn't have had in 20 years at home. That's gotta change you a little bit, right?
I guess.
Listen, I totally get that you want to feel safe and secure and know what's going on. But sometimes that security can turn into a prison if you...
Oh my God, look at that puppy!
What?
Oh, he's so adorable. Excuse me, sir. Do you mind if I pet
him? No, not at all. Just don't let him jump on you.
Oh, he's so cute. What's his name?
It's Toby. Oh, careful there.
He's getting loose.
What are you doing? Why did you pull off his collar?
I did.
He's going to get hit by a car.
We'll help you catch him. Come on.
Taking y'all for a little ride, that's all. Just a little ride, and this will all be over.
Hey now, look who's awake. Morning, darling. Have a good night's rest. Hey. Stop it. Stop fussing now. Now, you listen to me. Here's the deal. You ain't getting free. You ain't. The more you keep fussing, the more you make noise. The more you make noise, the more I get angry, and the more I have to hurt you. Don't make me hurt you. Don't. Now settle. You good? That's good. Hey now. No. None of that, darling. No pretty tears, not here. You can't buy my sympathy like that. You won't steal my heart, neither. But my God, you are one beautiful creature. So young and pretty. I'm gonna fix you, girl. I'm gonna make you whole.
Ah, she's awake. Miss Blue, could you please get the door?
Yes, I know. Now, do we have to keep her gagged like that, Mr. Green?
I suppose not. Mr. White?
Are you sure that's a good idea?
Oh, I think she'll behave herself. Won't you, my dear?
She'll be fine. Just go ahead.
Okay. Just remember what I said. Don't make me.
Here you are, Mr. White. These are the supplies we'll need for later.
I shouldn't be gone long. You want me to check on the other one before I leave?
That won't be necessary, Mr. White. She's resting now.
Okay, then.
Where's my sister?
Don't worry about her. She's just fine.
She's just resting right now.
What do you want?
What do we want? We want to help you, of course.
Why am I chained to the bed? I want to leave.
Shh. We understand that. But for now, you need to keep your voice down, or we'll be forced to reapply the gag.
I don't understand.
Shh. We know you don't, Nicole, but you're going to get better.
We're here to help you, Nicole, but you'll need to cooperate. You've been through a lot already.
Wait, you had the dog.
Yes, would you like to see him again? Look, I apologize for that, but it was necessary for the intervention.
Nicole, we'll help you through this every step of the way, I promise. You're going to have to cooperate with us, okay? We're going to need the truth.
What the hell are you talking about? Stop calling me Nicole! I want to go home!
I told you to keep your voice down. Now this is your last warning or we reapply your gag. Am I understood?
Mm-hmm.
I am quite serious. But if you cooperate with us, we'll cooperate with you. We agree? Wonderful.
Nicole, I know you're scared, know you want to go home, and you will. We've talked with your mother, and she's very anxious to see you. But you need to get better first.
My name is not Nicole. It's Prudence.
Of course it is. We know that you all adopt a certain names, and you change them regularly.
Who? Please, I really, really have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh my. They have trained you well, haven't they?
Who? I swear to God, I really, really have no idea what you're talking about. My name is Prudence Mason. I live on 25 Drinkwater Road in Hampton Falls.
Enough. I'm sure you have a whole biography memorized, Nicole, but we don't have time to waste on lies.
I'm not lying!
Oh, my. So much for the easy route, Mr. Green.
I was certainly hoping, but looks like we'll be earning our pay this time around.
Look, I swear to God,
Enough! Don't you dare bring up my God again with your filthy lies! I won't stand for it!
Now, we can do this the hard way or the easy way, Nicole, but in either case, we will get the truth out of you. The real truth.
All you have to do is tell us the truth, Nicole. That's all. Just tell us the truth.
Now, let's begin with something easy. How long have you been with the Children of Love?
Who?
Ugh. Oh, we're in for a long day, Mr. Green.
Yes, unfortunately. I'll take the first shift, Ms. Blue.
But I have a copy of his birth certificate right here. Father Love's real name is Terry James Pratchett Jr., born May 31st, 1942, to Terry and Margaret Pratchett in Thorsby, Alabama. Nicole, your messiah is the son of an auto mechanic and the town librarian.
Look, I know you believe that I'm on the side of Satan, and you're afraid that I'm pulling you away from the light. The truth is just the opposite. We're trying to save you. Nicole, you are such a beautiful person.
You're a lying piece of shit! Don't you think I know exactly what you're doing? Hell, the whole modus operandi of your cult is to lie about its own existence, ain't it? It's okay to lie if it's to bring people to God. Ain't that what he taught you? Y'all call that heavenly deception.
10 warning signs of a predatory religious organization. Number one. The group features absolute authoritarianism without meaningful accountability. That means your guru can do whatever he likes and no one can contradict him. But do you realize how dangerous it is to be in a situation like that?
You need to stop with the denials, Nicole, or we can't move forward. I know you think you're thinking for yourself, but you're not. I know they did things to you, Nicole.
No.
What did they do to you?
Nothing.
You don't have to be like this, Nicole.
Darling, I could treat you so nice. All you gotta do is come clean.
Just come clean!
We could take you out to a nice restaurant. Would you like that?
In Matthew 24. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Nicole, are you listening to this?
Shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you? Simply put, lies in order to use you. He's just using your bodies to feed his lust. But this young body isn't his to use, Nicole. These lips aren't his. These breasts aren't his. This special, holy place isn't his either. They're all for the pleasure of your future husband and him alone.
I don't give a damn if you're thirsty.
Please.
Hell, we're all thirsty.
I need some water.
I tell you what.
Please.
I'll give you some water when you admit that he's a false prophet.
Father Love preaches against things like fornication and drug use, correct? Here we are. Arrested March 2nd, 1965 for indecent exposure.
I don't know.
Arrested again on November 1st, 1967, driving while intoxicated and possession of an unlicensed handgun. Another one. convicted of assault and battery on a taxi driver on February 14th, 1970, while under the influence of barbiturates. Oh, and yet again on February 19th, 1971, for attempted rape on a minor under the age of 16.
I don't...
This is your sinless leader, Nicole?
You've got to look and smell and dress just like anyone else on campus. Then hide your doctrine behind some generic student or cultural programs. He teaches you to hide your real beliefs so you don't scare the initiates away, right? Because they don't have a spiritual foundation to understand yet, do they?
Compartmentalize information so it's not really accessible to outsiders, and control information at different levels and missions within the group. See? It's all information control, girl. This is the same goddamn mind trap the commies are using over there. And you done fell right into it.
Earlier this year, a class action lawsuit was filed by 14 ex-members. Yeah, that's right, ex-members of your little family. Listen. Father Love forced them to sell their private property and donate it all to him. Houses, automobiles, retirement funds, college savings.
Oh, Lord, everything. We keep going round and round and round. I guess I can't blame you for being confused. Do you have any idea how many false messiahs are harvesting flesh from young girls nowadays?
Examples include denial, justification, chanting, meditating, singing or humming, use of mantras, prayer. Girl, don't you get it? This is all meant to stop you from thinking for yourself. You need to wake the hell up.
Nicole, your guru lectures for hours about poverty and simplicity, but look at this. It's a photo of his Beverly Hills mansion. Here he is gambling in Atlantic City. Further God's providence, I'm sure. Oh, I like this one. Here's your hero in his brand new 77 Lincoln Continental Mark V. Care to guess the base price of that car? $11,396. Excluding belt and whistles.
I never really thought that much about this either. Until we lost our daughter, Jennifer, to the Hare Krishnas. Same denials as you. Same stubborn faith. She was a virgin when she left home. She was pure and untouched.
Damn it, girl! I lost my patience with you! You're not going to get the truth from your soul. Get it from you, huh? Now, open your throat and drink, goddammit!
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Nicole, your guru is nothing but a walking contradiction.
I know you're... exactly what cults do. They make you afraid. Afraid of thinking for yourself, afraid of the outside world, afraid of losing your salvation.
Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves, Nicole.
Oh. Nicole, Father Love isn't unique. He isn't even very interesting. Homegrown messiahs like him are a dime a dozen, Nicole. He's just a man. Just an ordinary man.
Because you worry that Father Love might be using astral projection to eavesdrop on you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're afraid he's listening to you right now. And this is all some grand test of faith, right?
What part of it?
Honey, that is nonsense. That is a dirty lie that he has pressed deep into your mind.
You don't want to get hit? You have control over that. Darling, this will all end just as soon as you make it end. Just gotta come clean. Come on. Mess up.
That's exactly why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man comes to the Father but by me. He is stealing that from you, Nicole. You're allowing him to steal your salvation.
We know the women of your sect use a hallucinogenic drink to prepare for this body ceremony with Father Love.
I don't know anything about
that. Now, you'd say it's to prepare your heart to give and receive love completely.
I have no idea.
But isn't the real purpose just to lower your inhibitions.
No.
To the point where you're willing to let him do all kinds of disgusting things to you.
And here we go. John, chapter 8, verse 44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Father of lies, Nicole. Father of lies.
Would you like to know what happened to their salvation? The next morning, police found the remains of all 53 members of the sect in the temple, their bodies stacked and arranged in the shape of the Star of David. It was a mass suicide, Nicole. Can't you see? This is exactly where you're headed. Exactly.
He can't hurt you now. He can't find you here. He can't touch you. He can't violate you. Not anymore. You can be free of his lies, Nicole. Free of his influence.
Wake the fuck up, girl. You done been lied to. Everything he says has been a lie. He's just full of them. You need to come to the truth. The truth, Nicole. I need the truth.
Time to tell the truth. The real truth. Will heal you. Healing tears.
I'm sorry.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I know, dear. Shh. Now.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Everything's gonna be fine.
Well, I think she's had enough for today, wouldn't you say, Ms. Blue?
Oh, I think so.
You've made a lot of progress today, Nicole. It's a big step forward. We're very proud of you, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. We're going to let you get some rest, my dear. You've earned it. We'll check in on you again in the morning, okay? Brighter day tomorrow, right, Nicole?
The sun will be shining.
Oh, I believe it will. Good night, my dear.
Wake up! Shit. Prue, wake up!
Zara?
Yeah?
You got free.
I can't get my feet untied yet, but you can get your hands free if you just wiggle them back and forth like this. Here.
They keep calling me Nicole. I think I'm part of some...
Shh, I know. I heard everything. They're probably gonna try the same thing with me tomorrow.
I don't understand what they want.
Hey, it doesn't matter. Just keep wiggling your hand. I'm gonna get us out of here.
Will you look at this?
Wait.
You ain't gonna do shit, little girl.
Wait, it's not...
Shut up! Trying to get away, bitch?
Stop, I can pay you!
Only place you're going is back on your fucking back.
Stop it! It's that money. Listen, they can pay you. Leave her alone! They have money. They can pay you twice whatever you're getting for.
I said shut your mouth, girl. You try getting free again, and I swear to God, I'll kill you. What did I tell you about trying to get away? There you go. Well, you girls have been bad.
I know ways to punish bad girls like you.
What's happened?
Nothing. The other one tried to get free, so...
She got free?
No, she didn't. She just slipped out of her cuffs is all.
How do you just slip out of a pair of handcuffs?
I don't know. She got small hands, I guess. Anyway, I got her gagged and cuffed down real good.
She should have been cuffed securely to begin with.
Oh, you know what, boss? You don't like my cuffing? You're welcome to go cuff him your damn self. I'm going back to bed.
We will talk about this in the morning.
The girls are resting now, Miss Hanson.
I don't care. I came here to see my girls.
Miss Hanson, this is not a good idea. They're not ready. If they see you this early, they could revert right back to where they were before.
Damn it, Robert. It's been 2.5 years since I've seen either of my girls. I'm tired of waiting.
So where are they?
Miss Hanson.
Where are they?
Down here, Miss Hanson.
What? Who is this?
Who? That's Nicole.
This isn't my Nicole. Who the hell is this, Robert?
Miss Hanson, calm down.
I will not calm down. Who is this girl in the bed? Where's my Heather and Nicole?
Miss Hanson, please.
Hey, what's going on?
Mr. White, go get the other girl, please. Quickly, bring her in here.
The hell's she doing here?
Just do what I said, Mr. White.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I knew it. I knew I shouldn't have trusted you people.
Ms. Hanson, we've done dozens of interventions before. We have a very high success rate.
Well, you really fouled this one up, didn't you? And who is this girl? And what? Have you been beating her?
Ms. Hanson.
This is what your interventions are all about? You son of a bitch. You're in here beating these children?
Here's the other one. Stay on the ground, girl.
Son of a bitch.
Now, wait a minute.
You stupid son of a bitch! You kidnapped the wrong girl!
Stop it!
Stop! Stop!
You stupid son of a bitch! I never should have trusted you!
Help me!
Alright, get off!
That's it! I'm going straight to the police! Out of the way!
No, wait! We can work this out!
What do we do?
Well, go after her! Don't let her phone the police! Just... bring her to the bank. Tell her we'll refund all her money. Just get her to calm down.
Okay.
What the hell are we doing here, boss?
Just give me a minute. I'm trying to think.
I still need my pay.
There is no pay. If we don't get paid, you don't either.
Say what?
Look, just trying to make a new plan. Jim, can you just give me a minute? Just, can you get this girl out of here? Bring her back to her room.
I don't work for free, bud. You want her there, you bring her your damn self.
Jim, this isn't the time to... Oh, Lord. Come on, dear. Get out of there.
No,
come on, get up. You're only going to hurt yourself.
No.
Come, get out of the corner.
I had enough of your plans, boss. Time for my own plan. You said you got a friend with money, right? Who will pay to get you free?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
No, they will. I'm sure they will.
So how about you? You know a friend with money?
They'll pay for both of us. That's my sister.
Wait, she's your real sister?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. We done grabbed the wrong set of sisters. Well, how about your folks then?
My friends will pay, I promise.
I don't give a damn who pays, as long as I get the money. But your promise don't mean spit to me. I need security. So, all right, here's the deal. I'm going to tie up Boss Man and leave him here so he can't come after us. Then, I'm going to move little Nicole here, or whatever the hell your name is. I'm going to take her to a motel room and cuff her to the bed just like this. Big sis, you won't know exactly where she is, because you'll be tied up in the trunk with a bag over your head. Now, hold on, hear me out. Once that's done, I'll take Big Sis over to a payphone so you can call your friends. Then we meet up and swap.
They give me $5,000 cash, and I give them you, the motel address, and the room, and the handcuff key. Then you come get Nicole here. You're both free, and I'm gone. Simple. We got a deal?
What if we don't like the deal?
You ain't gotta like it, girl. You just gotta take it. You ain't got no choice anyhow. I'm holding the cards here. Hell, I'm God. You ain't got nothing. Shit, I could cut both your throats and leave you here. But that don't get me my $5,000 now, does it?
All right, we'll take the deal.
Damn right you will. Ain't no choice like no choice. Am I right? Am I right? There we go. All right. Let's get you in that trunk. And hey, tell your friends to play it straight. You've seen how I deal with double-crossers. If I don't get my money, I'm going to dump your ass in a river and leave Nicole here in that room till she rots. Or I might just go back and have some fun with her first. What do you think of that?
They won't double-cross you, I promise.
Uh-huh. I told you what I think of promises. It's a damn shame. Can't trust no one in this world, can you?
Okay, I got it.
Here she is. Get the light. Shh. Hang on.
Water. I need...
Someone get her some water.
I have some. Hold on.
Here. Drink this.
Oh, what is that?
Shh. It's medicine. It'll relax you. We've got water coming. Just drink this up.
What is that stuff?
It's called milk of the wormwood. Here's your water.
Thank you, Zara, thank you.
Of course you're welcome, little sis. Don't worry, you're safe now. I came back for you, see?
Thank you. Thank you. Wait, you're...
That's Heather and Nicole, right, from the beach the other day.
Sorry you missed World Culture Night. But there'll be others, of course.
Wait, these are... You're all friends?
We're family, Prue. This is your family. And we love you so much.
What?
We had to raise a lot of money to save you, Prudence. That's how much we love you.
You are so precious. A precious daughter of God.
Wait, we're going home, right, Zara? I want to go home.
You are home.
Home is with your family.
Zara.
They're right, Prue. You're safe with us. We love you so much.
I feel strange.
Shh, I know. Don't fight it. Just open yourself up to it. You need to prepare yourself to receive.
Pretty soon, you'll be so free, so light, and open to God.
Come on. And cover and carry her out of here.
What? Where are we?
We're taking you to see God.
God, he's going to teach you so much, Prue. He'll show you what true love is like, what it does.
Oh, Father, love is gonna fill you with a love so deep and true. You'll just want to melt into him.
Here, help me lift her.
Than I've ever
been lifted before. So keep it up.
Heavenly Deception starred
Quench my desire.
Tanya Milojevic as Prue.
And I'll be at your side.
Sarah Caitlin Taylor as Zala.
Forevermore.
Taryn Poe as Heather. Abby Hilditch as Nicole.
I was down hard.
Rich Wentworth as Mr. Green.
Disappointment.
Susan Buttrick as Ms. Blue.
Was my closest friend.
Owen McEwen as Mr. White.
But you came.
Mary Ferrara as Lillian.
He soon departed.
Mike McQuilkin as Cultist 1.
And he never.
Scott Hickey as Cultist 2.
Showed his face.
And Rick Coast as the DJ. Written and directed by Steve Schneider. Production assistance and location recording by Richard Summers. Dialogue editing by Eli McElveen. Sound design by Brian Bristol. Composing and post-production mixing by Matthew J. Boudreau. And videography by Mike McQuilkin. Heavenly Deception features the song Your Love Is Lifting Me Higher and Higher,
and
used with permission. Musical vocals by Sophia House. Thank you for listening to this 11th hour audio production.
Than I've ever been lifted.
You know, just like Hollywood needs to stop saving Matt Damon from everywhere, I think audio drama does need to stop inflicting poor Tonya Milievich with cults and cultish worship. Yeah, maybe she needs an audio drama musical to play in for a change. But come back next week for more fantastic audio drama, and with less than 10 shows to go, we are looking forward to your thoughts and good wishes about episode 500. Send those to sonicsociety@gmail.com, and while you're at it, write a glowing review on iTunes, please, because that's how people get to find us. So visit Audio Drama Radio Drama Lovers, Sonic Society and Electric Vicuna on Facebook, send us a notification on Twitter, or go to the sonicsociety.org website for all your news in the world of radio plays. But until next time, I'm David Ault for Jack Ward. Good night. Sonic Society is written and produced weekly by Jack J. Ward and David Ault, with original music by Sharon B. at SharonB.com. All features, interviews, and audio drama shorts are owned completely by their originators and provided to the Sonic Society by Creative Commons licensing. The Society itself originates from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Thanks for listening.
This has been an Electric Vicuna production.
Chauncey Haworth, Mark Slade, and Lothar Tuppen, the demented minds behind the Twisted Pulp Radio Hour, bring you Twisted Pulp Magazine. A journey beyond surreality to worlds you never knew or hoped existed. Worlds of the supernatural. Worlds of dark satire. Worlds of nightmarish futures. Twisted Pulp Magazine. If you thought the 21st century was weird enough already, think again. Twisted Pulp Magazine. A step beyond your grandfather's pulp. Available at digitalvaudeville.com. That's digitalvaudeville.com.